This morning we will not be having our traditional sermon, but we have a group of women here that are going to share with us, and hopefully we can hear the Word of God speaking through them. I probably should have had Tricia introduce them. I guess she's worked with them, delivered bread with them, but I didn't. We're happy to have representatives here today from New Life for Girls Ministry. This is a faith-based ministry to addicted women. It has been in operation for over 45 years in various parts of the nation. I have to admit, I think this was the first time I heard about them. I'm happy to introduce Audrey Briscoe. She's the director of the Lancaster program here, and I will let her introduce the group and introduce the ministry in more detail. God's blessing as you share.
Good morning. We bring you greetings from New Life for Girls, where I am the director, but surely Jesus Christ is Lord. New Life for Girls, like the gentleman just said, is a faith-based ministry that works with women that have various addictions. And we find out as we move in Christ that it wasn't about the addictions were the band-aid, because there were many issues that go on that beyond whether you have anything to try to heal it without Jesus. New Life for Girls is Jesus in the morning, Jesus at noon, Jesus at nighttime. And we want to thank Trish, who has been faithful coming to our ministry. You know, we help her, she helps us, and we're just glad to be God. We thank God that God continues to overflow. Merle, as he stated that New Life for Girls has been in operation since 45 years, not 1945, 45 years. 1972 was when it came into existence. Our headquarters is in Dover, PA, which is right outside of York, up in the mountains. And that's our main training center. We come from Lancaster, our intro house, which we have four intro houses around the country, one in Westminster, Maryland, one in California, one in Chicago, and us in Lancaster. We have four intro centers where the ladies come, and they come from the streets, they come from homes, they come from churches, from hospitals, anywhere that the Lord has called, we like to say, from the highways and the byways. Because no matter what you're in, God is always searching for a way inside of your heart. And we like to say where God has called you from. And all of us have a story of how we wind up at New Life. You know, nobody came like, oh, I'm coming to New Life. It was a divine appointment for us all. So we thank God that even though we might have came kicking and screaming, that God had a plan for our life and he had not given up on any of us. But the ladies come, and in the intro centers, they stay for about 3 months, and here is where they're nurtured back to health and learning how to get up in the morning at a certain time and going to bed and learning how to do a schedule. Cause when your life is out of control, you do what you want, when you want, how you want. And you do things out of how you feel. But we learn at New Life for Girls that we do things not just about how we feel, but what our day is supposed to consist of. And we study the Bible. Everything is through the Word of God. We have classes that relate to women like Measure of a Woman or Bondage to Freedom, about the Holy Spirit, but they all are classes that relate the Word to practical living, because we know that the Bible was left to us as a map to successful life, and we've learned that applying Christian principles to your life bring success no matter what you're doing. And it brings your heart into healing. And, you know, the word of God is where it's at. And that's why we learned that. When the ladies finish at the 3 months with us in Lancaster and any of the intro centers, they all wind up at Dover, in Dover, PA, at our main training center. And there they can hold up to 50 women there. And they're there for another 9 months to a year. You know, we consider New Life for Girls as a boot camp for Jesus. Just getting you ready for your Christian walk. You know, when they graduate cap and gown twice a year. And it's not to say that you have succeeded, but you've been equipped with the things of life, which is through the Bible, to learn how to live a successful life and join society and deal with the issues of life, because there are consequences sometime for your actions. And if you're not whole, you can't deal with them. You continue to run. You continue to minimize. You continue to, you know, lie, whatever. But if you get secure in Christ, you learn that you can make it regardless of what you have to face. So we thank God that he didn't tell us that he would make us right, but he would make us whole. And that's what we learn how to be. Instead of walking in our emotions and instead of being victims of our circumstances, we learn that we are victorious through Christ Jesus. And we just thank God. We came just to give that message today. And we're going to sing a little bit. It's not a concert. We sing, "Me Make a Joyful Noise in the Lord." So I want you to know that we pray that you hear the Spirit of God in what we sing. We try to sing things that are close and dear to our heart. Again, we thank you for the invitation, because this is the way New Life for Girls gets out. You know, I try to consider it like an underground railroad. We travel through churches and around. We are not advertised because we don't take government funds. We are funded through Christians such as yourself or different organizations that may support us. But we know when you take government funds, you gotta have, you gotta let people, whatever religion that they wanna serve. And we believe it's all about Jesus. And, you know, and that's it. There's no other God that we serve, and there's no other religion. And we just found that that works for us, and we stick with that, and it's been working for 45 years. So that's why you probably haven't heard a lot about New Life for Girls in this area. But we've had many supporters in this area. There was a lady, she just moved out in Tennessee somewhere, Verna Lapp. Some of y'all might be familiar with her, that she had the, what's the house she had? Where's she? The Greenhouse, and she's not far from here, and we used to go to her. She was a great supporter of New Life, and but quite a few different people, I'll say, in the area. But now y'all know us, who we are, New Life for Girls on Chestnut Street and in town. And, you know, I'll answer some more questions later as we go along. I'm sure there's many questions. We still have questions about how God does this. How he does it, but he moves in a miraculous way in our lives, and we thank God. Now, maybe you might not hear from everybody today, their testimonies, but I at least want everybody to give their names and where they're from, starting with.
My name is Lindsay, and I'm from Harrisburg.
I'm Jadine, and I'm from Boston, Massachusetts.
Jennifer, my family's in Allentown, but I grew up in Florida.
My name is Deborah, and I'm from Chicago.
I'm Deborah, and I'm from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
My name is Angie, and I'm from Harrisburg.
And again, I'm Audrey. I'm originally from Baltimore. We like to open with a song that we like. It's Welcome, Holy Spirit. We have been welcomed here, and we're glad. We know that the Spirit lives and abides here. So we just like to give that recognition to the Holy Spirit. Amen?
Welcome, Holy Spirit, I love you. You can live inside of me. I said, welcome, Holy Spirit. I love you. We are in your presence. I need you. Fill us with your power. You can live inside of me. You're the living water, never drying fountain, comforter and counselor. Take complete control.
I'm Jennifer, and I'm 31. I've been in the program for, I think, almost 3 months now. And I can remember a little bit about my childhood, not a lot. I was about 7, 8 when I started remembering some memories of having anger and just dysfunction in my family. My parents did the best they could, but they had a lot of problems. I remember going to Florida to live with my aunt. And I wasn't used to having like a normal functioning family, like, because my parents weren't home. You know, I'd be there with my sister and just taking care of my sister would take care of me. And so when I moved with my aunt, it was very difficult for me because I wasn't used to structure and rules. She said that I couldn't hug, I wouldn't look anybody in the eye, and at the same time in school, I got made fun of by everybody. So I just was angry, rebellious, and turned to drugs because that was the only thing that took me outside of myself, and lived that way for many years, in and out of institutions and jails. And I got introduced to, you know, hearing the word in those places, and I believe that going to those places gave me an opportunity to slow down and be able to hear the word a little bit and get those seeds planted in me. So I always knew I wanted something more, but I didn't know what or how to do it. And I just kept trying to do it myself and thought that I could do it different, but that was just a delusion, and I couldn't do it my way. I couldn't do it my way. And I tried, and I tried, and I thought as I got older and matured, and, you know, because I slowed down a little bit, you know, I thought just because I could have a house and be stable, things would be better. And no, I just got so empty and alone. I had nobody, nobody at all, except for a roof over my head. And what was I doing that for? Nothing. I just couldn't take it anymore. And that's where I, God knew I couldn't take that step on my own. And, I tried to kill myself. And, it's only to God's glory that I am here. He saved me. And I just want to say, one of the scriptures that I like is Luke 9:23.
If anyone would come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross daily to follow me. And that's what I am doing here. New Life is gave me some confidence in the Lord and hope today. And because I've accepted Jesus and he has come into my heart and he has changed me. I feel like a new person and I feel whole and I feel like I have a family and people that I can fight with because this is a fight for my life daily. And I'm happy now.
Amen. And it's true, we're in a house that it's not easy looking in the mirror at the things you've done and the things we've been through, but you learn that we again are not victims anymore, that we are victorious because of Christ Jesus, and finding out how much he just loved us, that he reached way down deep in the darkness and penetrated that darkness with his light. And it's just amazing of what God can do. So, you know, no man has to tell you anymore. We live by the Spirit of God and what he's done in our lives. And the tears that you hear of happiness, really, you know, they kind of, they feel like they're breaking your heart, but it's opening your heart. It's softening your heart and breaking off the hard shell and softening your heart. So we thank God for what he's doing in Jennifer's life. She's our little holy roly girl, we call her. She's always jumping. And we want to sing a song that we are a new creation. Amen.
I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new woman. Old things are passed away, and I've been born again. More than a conqueror, that's what I am. I'm a new creation. I'm a brand new woman.
Lindsay, I see you step back. Come on.
I'm very, very emotional all over the place right now, but I know the Holy Spirit's going to help me with this one. I'm 33, from Harrisburg. I come from, thank you. I was an only child for 12 years. My parents, they divorced when I was one. My father, he was always more busy in the world, busy in his career. And my mom, she struggles with a lot of emotional issues and guilt and shame. So she's an addict currently and in my past. And I lived with her and my dad. I remember I was always chasing my dad's love, my dad's attention. And even for my mom, too. And I feel like that's where a lot of my core issues come from, because I don't really know who I am. And, I always had to be impressive or make up stories or do something to get somebody's attention and love and tell them they were proud of me. Cause I was an all AB student. I did basketball. I did softball. I did everything. I did everything to keep me occupied because I didn't get it at home. I lived with my mom, and her lifestyle became mine because I thought that was okay, and she didn't do anything to stop it. She condoned it. She enabled it. I had a lot of resentments towards my mom because I feel like if I would have never been introduced to drugs and men and anything that could fill this hole that was in my heart, would I be a different person? But I can stand here and say that I have forgiven my mom because if I had not gone through the things I went through, I wouldn't even have a testimony. And I wouldn't be grateful for everything that God has provided and given to me. The things I took for granted are the things that are so precious and dear to me today. You know, I had this hole in my heart, and I didn't know what, I just didn't, if I couldn't get love or feel, you know, accepted or proud of, then I didn't want to feel at all. So that's where I went with my life. I just didn't feel, I didn't want to feel, I didn't know anything different than what I was introduced to. But God revealed to me, he said, what you're searching for in your dad, you might not get, but I'm the ultimate father, and I give it to you freely and abundantly. And I just am so grateful to be here, because I should not be standing here. I should have been taken out many times, the risks that I took in my life, and just not caring. I am definitely, he has chosen me. And I'm still trying to figure out what it is he wants me to do, but I can honestly say the chains are off of me, and I'm free from bondage of myself. I am my own worst enemy. And my favorite scripture is John 8:36. Whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Thank you.
Amen. And you know, that's comforting in our lives to know no matter where the enemy took us and where we started out at, God turns everything around and work it out for his good. You know, so we just thank God we serve a mighty God. We serve a good God that loves no matter where people are at. And at one point, how we looked at people that were in addiction or being controlled, just living a condemned life, that we learned that there's hope for the hopeless, because we all stood in those shoes. Hopelessness, not just people looking at us like we were hopeless. We looked at ourselves the same way. But we thank God today that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. If you don't do anything else but pray, the prayers of the righteous, that God may reach and every day ask God to save some soul that's crying out from hell. And we thank God for that, because we know it was prayers that changed our lives. It was not our circumstances. We didn't already come in here praising God, but we were drawn by the Spirit. And I believe it was because of the prayers that were going up for women such as ourselves. And, you know, it's a couple ladies here right now that work with me on an everyday basis that have given their lives to help others. And God, that's what he called for. Once he saved your life, share the good news. Share the good news. And who else can he use but people that have been where the hopeless have been? But I have two ladies now currently, Debbie 1 and Debbie 2, that work with me. Deborah Secor here,
just graduated in October, and she has dedicated her life to New Life for Girls, and she's an awesome, awesome woman of God. And Deborah Newell has been with me about 25 years. No, I'm only playing. But a lot, how many?
12.
12, okay. 12 years from New Life for Girls, and has just given their lives for the cause that show the enemy you don't win. We already know the end of the, we know what happens at the end. The enemy loses. I don't care how much raging he does. He is a defeated foe. And we know that, and we work towards that, and God doesn't wish anyone to perish, and as many that we can help bring in before the day that no man can work, we're working towards that right now. We have a table out, I think, on the other side of the petition about New Life for Girls and some pamphlets that you can take. I would encourage you, because the addiction problem here in Pennsylvania, and really all over the place, it's not just Pennsylvania, they say have reached an epidemic state, but God is greater. It does not matter how he rages, God is greater. And we encourage you to take the pamphlets, because even if it's not in your own family, thank God, but it could be in your neighbors. You see people every day that you know they're trapped in either addiction or homelessness or even mental illness. You know, we get people with mental illness that they fill them with so much medicine that they're just like zombies. But God can free them from all that. The power of God can do anything. And we've seen them. I've seen people free from medication. You know, we had a girl, and her uncle came to visit, and one of the things he said is they finally got her medication right. And we like, she's not on no medication. She's on Jesus now, you know. And we were happy to hear that, because lives are testimonies in the power of God and what he can do with a life that has been surrendered unto him. So we encourage you to visit the table, take some brochures, pray over them, that the women or that touch them at the time when they, you know, that they, you send them somewhere where they can get to them. Because in that midnight hour, nobody wants to be an addict. Nobody wants to be there. But they get so, you know, the enemy locks them in so many lies that they think it's no way out. But God is the way out. And we know that to be true. And I think we want to close. We want to close with this last song, I'm Free. So we hope that something we said today has encouraged your hearts to keep praying for the hopeless, because there is hope. Amen?
Amen.
Okay.
I'm free. Praise the Lord.
No more chains holding me. My